USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing back on reports U.S. Embassy personnel in Iraq are being evacuated after violent clashes escalate in Baghdad. Today, White House official John Kirby said the administration is concerned about the violence growing in Iraq, but swatted down earlier reports that U.S. personnel were being airlifted out.
Now's the time for dialogue, not escalated confrontation. Above all, we urge those involved to remain calm, to abstain from this violence, and pursue peaceful avenues of redress. The right to peacefully protest in public is a fundamental element of all democracies.
At least five protesters have been killed by security forces in Baghdad. Wall Street chalked up more losses after the Dow's 1,000-point drop on Friday. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 184 points to close at 3298. This is USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wow. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose an ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Police in Arizona say an armed man with a high-powered rifle wearing tactical gear killed two people and wounded two Phoenix officers. Police report the man left a hotel in North Phoenix late Sunday night and immediately began shooting at that same hotel. He then shot and killed a man and woman who stopped in their car to see what was happening and wounded two police officers who arrived at the scene. The man is also dead, but it's unsure if police killed him or he killed himself. More young children are getting poisoned by button batteries. A study published in the medical journal Pediatrics says trips to emergency rooms are soaring with one button battery-related ER visit every hour. These batteries contain lithium, which is toxic and can burn the esophagus. T-Mobile is adding Apple Plus as a permanent perk for its top-tier unlimited wireless plan customers. It had been previously offered free for 1 year after subscribing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow.
Oregon State Police are leading the investigation into a grocery store shooting that left multiple people dead, including the suspected murderer. Governor Kate Brown reacting by saying Oregonians should be able to go to the grocery store without fear of gun violence. Reaction is continuing to come in from a new plan President Biden announced last week.
Now that the Biden administration has put the student loan burden off the borrowers and onto the backs of the working class, Texas Representative Pete Sessions weighs in on Newsmax.
If we want to talk about this important issue of student loans, we need to go back to 2009. In 2009, the Democrats arbitrarily took student loans away from the marketplace and moved them to government. And at that time, they used the pay for by raising the amount of interest that would be paid on these student loans to help pay for their big government plan back in 2009 and 2010. Disrupted not only student loans, but disrupted some 300,000 jobs in the free enterprise system that did this.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Starbucks is bumping up the price of its pumpkin spice latte due to inflation. The coffee giant will be selling the perennial favorite for 50 cents more when the beverage becomes available starting tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.